Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yeah.
Okay.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams of riches become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, blind in the burning light.
That's the late great Dan Fogelberg, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greats of our time. We lost too soon. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Wayne Cruz is our guest, original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's a King Biscuit over there at CEI, Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's VP of Policy and Director of Technology Studies over there at CEI, CEI.org. He's a very prolific guy. Many of you have seen him on television lately. Wayne, you've done quite a bit of press lately with your 10,000 Commandments, the expose on the regulatory state of America. Your dark matter is really getting some attention. You've got a new report on the dark matter subject, don't you?
That's right. It's a lot of fun. As we always say, the Constitution isn't perfect, but it's better than what we have now.
That's
what we're trying to point out.
Exactly. So regulatory dark matter, remind us what that is.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of times you and I will be talking and we'll look at the congressional agenda and look at what then, on the other hand, what all the agencies are doing. Every year Congress passes a few dozen laws, and that's it. There might be 24, there might be 50, or last year was a big year, there were 224. Yeah. But meanwhile, the federal agencies put out at least 3,500 rules and regulations a year. So you're talking about a multiple of anywhere, you know, from 16 to 25. I like to call that the unconstitutionality index. Mm-hmm. And when I'd hit on that, I thought, wow, these agencies are really out of control. But then I realized in this pen and phone era, like we've been talking about, it's much, much worse than that. Because at the same time the agencies are issuing all these rules and regulations, they're also issuing, and your listeners are going to know all of this even better than me, guidance, memoranda, yeah, bulletins, circular, policy manuals, and so on down the line. You can even make a word cloud out of this stuff, which I did. It's just numerous kinds of agency documents that come out. Key examples recently are when Department of Labor decided that all independent contractors
are
employees.
Unbelievable. talk about an assault on one of the great markers of American free enterprise, the franchise industry, an American an American treasure that we invented and exported to the world. It's been working like a Swiss clock for 120 years, and now the Obama administration decides they don't like the relationship between franchisees and franchisors.
Yep. Actually, Jim, you saying that just reminded me of something, and it's a theme that comes up a lot when you and I talk. Free enterprise and capitalism is not just the products and services that companies make and that entrepreneurs make, but it's also the new kinds of institutions that created to advance that wealth and protect
it,
to assure liability protection. It's all of those intricate human interactions.
Well,
people don't think of franchising the way you just said it, but it's actually a piece of poetry because Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it's an American treasure. I'll tell you something else. The outsourcing from big business to small business has created a kind of a culture, a special sector, which has allowed small business owners to grow into becoming more sophisticated, and we're not just mom-and-pop backwaters anymore.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Well, here's what I'll say. Just let me quickly say something that happened at a congressional hearing. Luckily, some in Congress, now you can't get too optimistic too fast, but there was a congressional hearing in the Senate, Homeland Security and Government Affairs. They don't just do Homeland Security, but they also look at the regulatory state. They were looking at so-called agency guidance documents, and it became clear, and you heard from both the Republican members and the Democratic members, that they are stumped by this process, and they're in a way, furious at agencies. They had the Department of Labor there and the Department of Education there and the GAO. And it became very clear, and the term black box was the one used by the members of the Senate. They said, when you in the agency decide that you're going to undertake some initiative that's going to affect the private sector, what is the process by which you say, okay, we're going and doing a normal notice and comment rule, or we're simply going to issue a piece of guidance on our own accord? How does that happen? What is the process? And they couldn't get an answer on it, Jim. And so what I had discovered in pulling together this report.
Can I stop you for half a second?
Go ahead.
How would Wheeler answer that question about turning the internet into a utility?
Because
he couldn't say, well, I was called to the White House and the president told me to do it. He wouldn't say that.
Right.
But you and I both know that's exactly what happened.
That's exactly what happened. As horrible as the things he says now, initially he was inclined not
to. He was not going to.
Title to reclassification, and he did. And what that classification does, Jim, is even though the new FCC order comes out as an ordinary rule, it's got a provision buried in it on around page 63 that says, well, we're going to be like, here at the FCC, we're now going to be like the Federal Trade Commission when it comes to antitrust.
Yeah.
If you do anything wrong, we'll let you know. We're not going to issue any rules. But you know what? Before you invest in any internet infrastructure, you better check with us. So it completely inverts the way the market
That's the opposite of free market capitalism.
That's right. It's a mother may I mode of operation.
It's a nanny state. And it's absolutely chilling on innovation. It's chilling on investment. And I'm telling you, folks, these are the kinds of things. If you're not paying, please, Lord, please, promise us that you'll pay attention to this stuff. This is the kind of stuff that's at stake in the next election. We're crossing the Rubicon to a place where we may not be able to come back from which we may not be able to come back. I'll correct myself. Tintil, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.